Life was much simpler in America 50 years ago. Consider this. In the early 1950s, most Americans either simply filled out their own tax returns or they allowed the government to do it for them. But soon after, the IRS stopped filling out tax returns, and in 1955, in Kansas City, the tax preparation industry was born. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, it all began with two brothers named Henry and Richard.
Tax returns were certainly simpler in the 1950s, but that doesn't mean American taxpayers didn't need help filling them out. Henry Block remembers what it was like.
People with money could go to CPAs, public accountants. They had to. But the ordinary person really had no place to turn.
With his brother Richard, Henry Block was running a small firm in Kansas City called United Business Company. It mostly did bookkeeping and other services for small businesses, including preparing tax returns. Eventually, Block says that part of their business became too time-consuming, and the brothers decided to stop helping customers with their taxes. One of their customers, though, believed that tax preparation had a lucrative future and convinced them to run an ad for their services in the local paper. The ad ran on a Sunday, and Henry Block says the following day he was out visiting customers.
I got to one of our clients, happened to be in the seat cover business, and he said, "By the way, you're supposed to call your office." And it was Dick, and said, "Come back as soon as you can. We've got an office full of people." So I immediately went back, sat down at a desk, and started filling out tax returns as best I could.
That was 1955. The brothers quickly changed their company's name, H&R, for Henry and Richard Block. By the next year, H&R Block had expanded with 7 offices in New York City. In 1962, when H&R Block went public, it had more than 200 offices across the country. Along the way, the company pioneered franchising, a way to expand the business even though money was tight. H&R Block was also an early TV advertiser, using spokesman John Cameron Swayze until the 1970s, when Henry Block began appearing in the ads himself.
The H&R Block Guarantee. That's number 14 of my 17 reasons why we should prepare your taxes. I'm Henry Block, and I want you to walk out our door with total confidence.
Last year, H&R Block grossed more than $4 billion and prepared nearly 16 million tax returns. It spawned competitors. Both Jackson Hewitt, the number two company, and Liberty were founded by a former Block employee. But unlike its competitors, increasingly H&R Block is looking beyond tax returns. It's added a mortgage company and a financial services division. CEO Mark Ernst says Block realized that tax season is the one time each year people typically sit down and examine their overall financial situation. He says that means Block employees can go beyond tax forms and help customers with other financial decisions.
We're doing that by giving them financial advice tied to the data and the information we have about them and their family. And we also believe that as part of that, we can show them those products or those things they can do, like beginning to save or refinancing their home, those types of things that will help them improve their lives financially.
This is your federal return? Okay. Can you see it okay?
At one of the H&R Block storefront offices in Overland Park, Kansas, tax advisor Carrie Werner is helping Phyllis LeSueur fill out her taxes. LeSueur has lots of confidence in H&R Block's tax preparation. She's been coming here for years. But she says she isn't interested in their financial advice.
Well, I think at my age, I'm just content to ride along like I've been doing and not get involved with other things. Mm-hmm.
And Phyllis LeSueur is far from alone. Although it sounds good on paper, in practice, financial services has turned out to be a tough business for Block to break into. Kartik Mehta, an analyst with FTN Midwest Research, says the problem is that consumers don't come to H&R Block seeking financial advice.
Most consumers that go in to have their taxes completed, and it's difficult to make that next cross sale, which is, gosh, here, apply for another financial product.
Block CEO Mark Ernst says he believes it may take a few years for the company's financial services division to pay off. But whether it does or not, he says filling out tax returns will always be the core of the company's business. It's a business H&R Block believes is only getting bigger. Although millions of Americans are using computer software now to prepare their returns, Block executives say those are mostly people who've always done their own taxes. And company founder Henry Block isn't worried by talk in Washington of an effort to simplify the tax code. Over the years, he's heard lots of talk about making taxes simpler. In the end, he says, it's always just the opposite. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.